2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
14 students and a teacher are dead following a shooting at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott also confirming that the 18-year-old suspect was killed in a shootout with police. I'm Maria Chaleo.
Second, South Korean officials say North Korea has launched two ballistic missiles toward the sea about 30 minutes apart this afternoon. President Biden is on his way back to the White House now from a trip to the region. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be westbound I-80, where we had an accident approaching the I-15 junction, tying up traffic to 7th East. And now we have a vehicle fire, not in flames at all. But this is westbound I-80 at 13th East. They're trying to get moved over to the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Tepid today, but toasty weather coming. I'm Matt Johnson.
72 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It's happened again. Another community reeling from a deadly mass shooting, this time at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott.
He shot and killed horrifically, incomprehensibly, 14 students and killed a teacher.
The suspect, an 18-year-old high school student, also dead. Ryan Ramirez was among the parents desperate for information about their children.
And I keep asking questions of what's going on, and nobody's telling me anything. Nobody's telling me anything. I'm just confused and worried. I'm trying to find out where my baby's at.
More from ABC's Maria Villarreal in Texas.
This town is so small, and their hospital is so small that a incident of this magnitude, what we're talking about, there is no way this hospital could respond to this. I was in touch with the mayor's office. They do tell me right now that this is a very flexible, very fluid situation, but they are trying to get in touch with as many parents as quickly as they can.
The White House says President Biden has been informed of the shooting and he is expected to comment on it when he returns to Washington later this evening. Russia's counselor to the UN in Geneva has resigned. Boris Bondarev is the most senior diplomat to defect since the invasion of Ukraine began.
This official was senior, so this isn't just a sort of low-ranking official sounding off. It tells you that there are people within the Putin regime, within the broader state apparatus of Russia that are not happy about the invasion.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge outside Kyiv. There are primary elections today in a handful of states, including Alabama, Texas, Minnesota, and in Georgia, where former President Trump and former Vice President Pence are endorsing rival Republican gubernatorial hopefuls.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Stocks closed mixed today. You're listening to ABC News.
We'll go in depth now on our developing story. We continue to cover the mass shooting at an elementary school in Texas. At least 14 children and one teacher were killed. And joining us live from Texas, ABC's Jim Ryan. Thanks for taking the time, Jim. what do we know so far? Any new information?
Yeah, Jeff, we know that at least four other people are seriously hurt. We know of one child, a 10-year-old, a 66-year-old woman. Both of them are hospitalized, as are two people who have been taken now to Brooke Army Medical Center. So that's four people also in very serious condition. The suspects identified as Salvador Ramos. He was 18 years old. According to the governor, Jeff, he shot and killed his own grandmother before taking guns into a pickup truck, driving to the junior elementary school, getting out, going in, and opening fire there. He was engaged by law enforcement, was shot and killed at the scene. And now investigators are going through his social media posts to try to find something like a motive for all of this, Jeff.
We're eventually going to catch our breath and ask the question, why? And is there anything seen thus far that gives the slightest indication of what might have been going on here, mental illness or a motive?
Nothing at all. Nothing that the investigators have been able to talk about. They, again, are looking at his social media posts to see what might be there. But so far, nothing has popped up to them. We do know, according to the FBI, that there was no apparent connection to any sort of terrorist activity. So, and he did live there in that community, or very close to Uvalde. He went to Uvalde High School, not too far away from the scene of today's shooting, Jeff.
I would venture a guess that most of our listening audience has never heard of Uvalde, Texas before today. What can you tell us about this community?
Little town of 17,000, mainly an agricultural community, about 80 miles to the west of San Antonio, about 25, 30 miles away from the U.S.-Mexico border down there in South Texas. A fairly remote area out there, lots of, again, farm interests connected. Also, we know that that school had a lot of students whose parents work for Customs and Border Protection over on the U.S.-Mexico border, Jeff.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank
you. ABC's Jim Ryan joining us live. We appreciate it. KSL News Time 420.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.